92.7.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, this variance that's kind of spiraling out of control across the country in different areas. And it made me think of something that, can you imagine, I guess the question is, if our parents and grandparents would have had this attitude during World War II, you know, people have to sacrifice something so that we get by this. And nobody, one of my best friends used to have a saying, the problem with this world right now is everybody's in the mindset, hooray for me and F you. And that's what I see with this whole country. Everybody's about themselves. I mean, I know there's a little bit of this misinformation is causing it. It's a little of this, a little of that, a little of the other thing. But I wonder where we'd be as a country if we would have had this kind of mentality during World War II, or if we'd even be a country right now.
Yeah, you know, that is a very good point, your friend. And the country is very, very divided right now. And it gives me no pleasure to say that. And it doesn't do any good to keep just attacking the other side, even though we legitimately do. And I do a lot on this show. But the problem is this, you have the leadership of the other party, the leadership of the other party saying that the insurrection didn't happen or it was all tourists and good people, you know, like Ron Johnson saying that if we're Black Lives Matter, that's a different story, but they're all good people. And maybe it was Antifa that really did it and the FBI did it. And always attacking the FBI, always attacking the CIA, never attacking the old KGB, never attacking Putin. I'm tired of all this stuff, but you have Kevin McCarthy, you have Donald Trump, you have the leadership there. Moscow Mitch is silent and secretive. You have Lindsey Graham. You have people on the Republican Party that have done it, and we've got to stop that. We've got to make sure that people like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are the ones that survive as the face of the Republican Party. America is divided right now. The only good thing is if you think we're divided right now, take a look at 1860. You know, fortunately, we had our best president then. This last time we had our worst president, and he is the one that divided us, Trump. So thanks for calling. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Kind of to dovetail with your one caller that talked about, you know, being divided and all that, and it's all about me, me, me. One way of getting home the point is, step one, let's hear what the other side's plan is to do a better job. But I would focus that question more to Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney because they could come up with something. You know, in politics, it's like selling a product. The guy with the best product is going to be the guy who gets the biggest sale. And if we have the best product, all right, but let's see what they can come up with. The other side, the Marxist radical right, I've been watching now, they're trashing the Pentagon and Mark Milley. You know, they trashed James Comey. They destroyed him. They went after Mueller. They couldn't destroy him. They went after a bunch of people in the CIA. Now they're attacking the Pentagon. They're attacking our whole country because they need to have a Marxist leader like Trump in place. Otherwise, they're done. But the other, the good guys, the real Republicans, we can support them by just, hey, guys, just get a plan on the table. And the rest, they get squeezed out. They have no voice other than a voice of destroying America. Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah, Bill, that's a very good point. And, you know, picking up what Bill said on General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's a, thank God he was the head military guy when Trump was president, because if you had a mini Trump in there that put troops on the street to beat up voters, like they do in communist countries and parts of Africa and Asia, and that would destroy our democracy. But West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy and the Coast Guard Academy drum into their recruits high ethics and their students high ethics and civilian control of the military and keeping out of politics. And thank God that is a strong condition in our military academies. But the reference Bill was making on General Milley, Trump just came out yesterday or the other day and said Milley should be court-martialed. militia. Now, first of all, Trump never served in the military, so he doesn't know anything about court martialing. During the Vietnam War, he said he had bone spurs. He got it. He paid a doctor to say he had bone spurs. Little known secret. Everybody listening to the show has bone spurs to some extent or another. It's a technical term. It doesn't mean jack, and it didn't interfere with his ability to walk, but somebody signed off and made him 4F. And suddenly he's saying that John McCain, he doesn't respect because he was captured. What? He was shot out of the sky with broken bones, lying unconscious in a jungle path, and the Viet Cong got him when he was unconscious, and he doesn't respect him. That is disgusting. And then he goes, Milley, decorated veteran, head military guy, general in the country, he doesn't, he should be court-martialed. Oh, really? For what? Because he didn't help Trump kill voters. I mean, beat him up in the streets. The guy who should be court-martialed is Trump. But you can't court-martial somebody who's never served. So we did the next best thing. We impeached him. And yeah, I like the idea, Bill. Just put it to the Republicans. Give us your point. And, you know, frankly, I got to be honest with you. I don't think that Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney would have anything to say on that, because their points, other than the fact that they stand up to Trump and stand up for the integrity of our Constitution and our democracy, are no good either. Their points have nothing to commend them at, their economic points. You know, they're not going to vote for the infrastructure and all that, and they're going to honor the filibuster. And so I don't agree with them, but what I'm saying is, at least they stand for our democracy and our Constitution on voting. That's a significant thing. They take tremendous abuse. They have death threats. They have security. They have to put up with the hatred and the rage of the Trump cult in their states. And I respect that. I respect that. But you're right. We should put it to them. But I'm afraid they'll come back and they'll say stuff that's right out of the Republican platform, which has been something that has hurt the country, certainly recently. And there you have it. Bill, thanks for calling in. Wisconsin Supreme Court came down with a bad opinion late Friday after our last show. They now blocked the lower court order that had prevented Voss from using taxpayer money to gerrymander the legislature. And they said Voss can use tax dollars to hire Consovoy and McCarthy, two gerrymander experts in the country. And the contract says $30,000 a month minimum, up to $965,000 taxpayer money for 2021. And there's no real cap beyond that. And 10 years ago, they spent $3.5 million gerrymandering. Then they hired a local law firm, Madison, the Bell Giftos firm, at $375 an hour. $375 an hour. All right. To do what? Read what Consovoy and McCarthy write and then file it. All tax, you know, let me ask you something, right? 975, forget 975 for the year, 3.5 million, 30 grand a month. How many of you paid 30,000 in state income taxes last year? How many? Okay, maybe not many. Now, how many of you paid 965 grand? How about 3.5 million in state taxes? 3.5 million or even 965 grand may be all the state taxes you'll pay in your life. And by a snap of Voss's fingers, it's going to Consovoy and McCarthy and Bell Giftos, some of it, to gerrymander you. They hand you a knife. Here, slit your own throat. Thank you very much. You provide the knife. Wisconsin Supreme Court said that's fine. Four of them did, the four Republicans, the three Democrats said, no, that's not fine. And they gave good reasons why it's not fine. You know, here, I'm going to make a suggestion. Why do you have to hire lawyers to advise on redistricting? You have an attorney general who's already paid and he has over 90 lawyers in his office. Use one of them. Some of them are Republicans. Use one of them. You also have the Legislative Council, Legislative Reference Bureau. These are nonpartisan. They have lawyers. Go to the Legislative Reference Bureau. Use their lawyers. Say, we have a legal question about redistricting. Doesn't cost anything. They are hiring Consovoy and McCarthy because they are gerrymander experts, not redistricting experts, gerrymander experts. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, that's fine. I don't care if you're a Republican or an independent. Do you care how state tax dollars are spent? If the Republican Party wants advice on the dark arts, use donor money. That would be a rounding error to Richard Uihlein from Illinois or from the remaining Koch brother. But why should it come out of your pocket to gerrymander you when they could go to the Legislative Reference Bureau and have a neutral set of lawyers advise? Or they could go to the attorney general and say, I don't want you, you're a Democrat, but give me a Republican lawyer in your office. They didn't do that. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court reversed both lower courts. And this is what has occurred. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.